Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something pretty fascinating, how AI understands 3D environments. We're talking point cloud data.
Yeah, think of those 3D maps you see for self-driving cars and things like that. Super important tech.
Totally. But the big question, the one we're tackling, is how do we actually know why the AI is making the decisions it makes with all that 3D information? It's often a bit of a black box, isn't it?
It really is. We see these AI models analyzing point clouds for autonomous driving, robotics, even urban planning. They're incredibly powerful, but yeah, figuring out the why behind their predictions. That's tough.
So that's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to explore a really interesting new approach that uses large language models, you know, LLMs, the tech behind things like ChatGPT, to make AI reasoning in 3D much more understandable.
Exactly. And we're basing this on some really cool research that looks at using LLMs to sort of contextualize changes or perturbations in these point clouds, how changing one thing affects the AI's view.
Right. And the core problem this paper highlights is that, well, traditional ways of poking at the 3D data to see how the AI reacts, they often create changes that just don't make sense in the real world.
They're maybe mathematically possible, but like contextually nonsensical, putting a building floating in midair sort of thing.
Yeah.
They often lack that common sense grounding.
Which is where the LLMs come in. That's the potential aha moment for you listening. The idea is that these language models, already good with reasoning and language, can bring a new level of, well, intelligence or common sense to understanding 3D AI.
It's quite a leap, actually. We've come a long way since models like PointNet first started processing this raw point cloud data effectively. Deep learning has been huge for 3D object classification and segmentation.
Absolutely. It powers so much now.
Yeah.
But, you know, as AI gets integrated into more critical systems, safety critical ones especially, just knowing it works isn't enough. We really need to trust it. And trust comes from understanding.
Which brings us back to that challenge. How do we peek inside? One really promising avenue is something called counterfactual explanations. CFEs.
The what-if questions, basically.
Exactly. What's the minimum change I need to make to this 3D scene, to this input data, to make the AI predict something different? Like, what change makes it stop seeing a car and start seeing a van?
It gives you clues about what features the AI is actually focusing on, right?
Precisely. But, as we said, generating realistic counterfactuals for 3D data, that's been the bottleneck. Old methods might swap a patch of road with, I don't know, water texture, just because mathematically it's a small change.
Makes no sense. So LLMs to the rescue.
That's the core idea here, yeah. Use the LLM's world knowledge, its understanding of context, to guide the generation of these what-ifs, kind of like a semantic sanity check.
Like the LLM acts as a filter saying, hold on, replacing that patch of grass with a skyscraper doesn't make sense here.
You got it. The LLM injects that real-world plausibility. The paper outlines a pretty neat three-step process for how they do this.
Okay, walk us through it.
So first, they do semantic segmentation. Basically, labeling parts of the 3D scene, that's a car, that's a building, that's vegetation, standard stuff.
Got it. Step one, label the scene.
Step two is the key LLM part. The LLM is shown a specific bit of the scene, say a segment identified as a car. It's also given potential replacements, maybe another car model, maybe a bush, maybe a lamppost, described by features like class, size, color, height.
And the LLM has to decide which replacement is the most, well, plausible, the most reasonable swap in that specific context.
Exactly. Based on its understanding of the world, you don't usually park cars on roofs. Trees don't typically replace fire hydrants, that sort of thing. It suggests the best replacement.
Okay, makes sense. And step three?
Step three is evaluation. Checking if the LLM's suggested replacements are actually plausible and useful, often involving human feedback, to see if people agree with the LLM's choices.
Right, the human check. So what kinds of things did they actually ask the LLMs to get them to make these judgments?
They use some clever prompting. They'd give context, like explaining what small, medium, large means for different object classes in that data set. Then they'd ask things like, given this original segment and these candidates, which is the best replacement based on compatibility, size, function, context, and critically, justify your choice.
Ah, asking for the reasoning. Smart.
Yeah, and also asking directly, is this proposed replacement plausible in the real world? And even, how would the original segment need to change physically to become the replacement? Or what real-world actions would achieve this swap?
Wow, okay. That's pretty detailed. So how did the different LLMs do? They tested a few, right?
They did. Llama, ChatGPT, Gemini, DeepSeek. The findings were interesting. DeepSeek often gave the most complete, detailed answers. ChatGPT seemed particularly good at judging real-world plausibility.
Any specific examples that stood out, good or bad?
Well, there was one where the task was replacing a segment of a roof. Some LLM suggested things like low vegetation. Now that could be plausible, right? Like a green roof.
Yeah, I could see that.
But it highlighted an interesting point. Domain experts rated that suggestion differently than non-experts. Experts were maybe a bit more critical or aware of specific constraints.
Interesting nuance. Any examples of less successful suggestions?
Oh, yeah. There was an instance where an LLM suggested replacing a car with a tree, which, you know, is generally not very plausible in most contexts where cars are found. It shows the systems aren't perfect. There's still work to do.
Okay, so it's promising but not foolproof yet. What's the big takeaway here for us, for you listening?
I think the key takeaway is that integrating these LLMs offers a really powerful new way to generate more meaningful, more understandable explanations for 3D AI. It helps bridge that gap between just raw geometric data and, well, actual real-world context and common sense.
That really is the aha moment, isn't it? Using language models, which we think of for text, to bring semantic understanding to the visual spatial world of 3D AI.
Absolutely. It opens up a lot of possibilities.
So where does this research go next? What are the future directions?
The paper points to several areas. Improving the LLM's domain-specific knowledge, especially for niche 3D applications. Developing better, more objective ways to evaluate how good these explanations are. Making the process more computationally efficient, because running these large models isn't cheap. Addressing potential biases in the LLMs.
The bias is always a concern, yeah.
Right. And also exploring cool integrations, maybe with augmented reality, to visualize these counterfactual changes directly in the scene.
That sounds very cool. Okay, lots to think about. It leaves us with a final thought, really. As AI gets deeper into our physical world, self-driving cars, smarter cities, robotics, how absolutely critical will these kinds of human-understandable, common-sense explanations become? Not just for debugging, but for building fundamental trust and ensuring safety. Something for you to ponder. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.